I'm here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Our guest today is Kitty Wortmann, who, of course, was born and lived in Germany under Adolf Hitler, lived actually in Austria, and then, of course, lived under communism until she came to America. But she's going to be talking to us about a recent trip over to Europe and what's really happening there as far as the European Union and all is concerned. Kitty Wortmann, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you just go ahead and explain to our listeners why you're concerned, what you're concerned about.
What I'm concerned about is about the European Union.
You go right ahead and do it.
The European Union is really the blueprint for the North American Union. The European Union was created by deception. It was actually a money devaluation. And this I found out on my recent trip when I interviewed a lot of people, especially senior citizens. When the union was passed and the euro came in 2002, the people were being told that it would be a big economic advantage. Number one, you could travel freely, all the borders would be open, you don't need a passport anymore, you do not have to exchange your German mark for the currency in what country you are going. You have a unified currency known as the euro. For the first 6 months, nothing really changed very much. Their pension were being the same, and the exchange rate was not much difference. But after 6 months, they noticed that their pension was only was reduced actually to the 50% value, and the buying power of the euro was everything was not adjusted on a 1-to-1 level. And the simple way to explain it to you is, before the euro, under the German mark, if you went to a restaurant, you could buy a very good meal for 15 German marks. But now it is 15 euros. Translated, it would be 30 German marks. It doubled the price. And with everything, shopping and buying something, was adjusted to the euro. So you paid double the price. So when the senior citizens and people who are retired and had a comfortable pension under the German mark, they found themselves they only would get half as much. And also they noticed that their bank account, what they saved, their savings.
Hello there, hello.
Yes.
Reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary saw palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrolegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrolegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrolegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrolegi.com. sacrolegi.com. That's sacrolegi.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
This is Dr. Stan here at the Dennis's Communication Network, coming to the hills for looking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest is Kitty Werthmann, and we're talking about her experiences of, you know, having been over to Europe recently, talking to the people there who suddenly realize they've been lied to by their leaders. Can you imagine politicians lying to people? Well, they have deceived the people, and now they're in the process of impoverishing the people of both Germany and Austria. Please pick up the story there, Mrs. Werthmann.
Well, going back to the money devaluation, and what the retirees found, that their savings, their bank accounts, were now 50% less. So those people, the retirees, who worked all their lives, and a lot of them, you know, they worked for the government, and it also in free enterprise, they had very good pension. They could live a very good life on their pensions, you know, and going on vacation at least twice a year and staying in their homes and living very comfortable. Not so anymore. Because of the devaluation of the German mark, a lot of them, they cannot make it on their pension money. So a lot of them are on food stamps, on welfare, and even some of them, they could not afford to live in their homes anymore. They had to go to subsidized housing.
And I think that the American people have to understand that something very similar is going to happen to the American people when we join together with Mexico and Canada into the North American Union. And of course, if we don't learn from what's happened in Europe, certainly the people are going to go into this system here. After all, we're being lied to by a president who says there's no tendency to have a North American Union, not at all. Anybody believes that, believes in conspiracies. But if you certainly believe him, if you believe what the president is saying, then you really need to get a video we offer. It was a video that was taken of a talk that was given by David Rockefeller probably 6 or 8 years ago. It's called A North American Union 2005, and the plan was, and this was only in the early 2000s, to actually bring about this North American Union by 2005. Well, they didn't get it through, but they're still doing it. Maybe Mr. Bush doesn't understand what the plan is. Either that, or he is not telling the American people the truth. But what they want to do is take away our sovereignty and to raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. They actually have a plan to redistribute the wealth of our country, and that's exactly what they're doing in Europe today, isn't it, Mrs. Werfman?
That's correct, because the redistribution of the wealth is to bring those countries who are part of the European Union from the Soviet bloc, from Romania, Bulgaria, Hungary, and the former Yugoslavia. Those are all literally third world countries where they are economically way at the bottom, you know. So they need the hardworking people, the Germans and the Austrians and then I don't know who else, to lift up their economy, to share the wealth with them.
And
it will be the same thing if we are going to be forced into the North American Union to annex to Mexico and Canada. We all know that Mexico is economically, you know, way at the bottom. It's a corrupt country. Their peso is not worth anything. Not much different is the Canadian dollar.
Right. Well, the Canadian dollar is really doing ever so much better. It was, you know, about 60 cents. It's actually up to about 94 or 95 cents now, as the American dollar is being intentionally devalued in an effort to impoverish the American people. But, you know, the most amazing thing is that we're not hearing about the plight of the German and the Austrian people over here in America. It's almost as if the controlled media is blocking out this story completely.
The American media is totally silent on the European Union. Nothing is being written about, even in other publication. I get publication from the Austrian embassy. There is nothing in there about the European Union, how deceptive it is, only that it is bringing the people together and we are having peace in Europe and all the good things that people travel without a passport and all the good things. But also the downside is with the borders wide open, all the people are coming in from all over and living on the hard-earned tax money of the people and having government housing and food stamps and all that. And who is going to pay for all that?
Well, the German people are, of course, you know, with their taxes. And then, of course, what they're doing, I'm sure, is what they're doing here, and that is that they're destroying the value of their currency just a little bit at a time through inflation. Here in America, while we are having about 11% inflation, despite what we're being told by Alan Greenspan and The Economist, they're simply deceiving the American people. So, you know, as you look and see the plight of the people in Europe, and certainly many of these people who thought they had plenty of money to live out their senior years, and suddenly they find themselves impoverished and on food stamps and really living at much lower levels, living standards. Now, tell me, what are the people doing about it? Are they out demonstrating? Are they trying to get the word out? Are they just sitting around and saying, oh, shucks, there's
They're
nothing we can
complaining.
Do?
They're just complaining. They believe there is nothing they can do about. The horse is out of the barn. There's nothing they can do. They complain. That's why people are so unhappy over there. Nobody smiles. Everybody has a grim face, and nobody is happy. I noticed. Even at the airport, people are not smiling. It's like we have been we have been given the lies, and look what has happened to our economy. They have 13.6% unemployment because the immigrants who are coming in from everywhere, what they call the guest workers, are taking their jobs away. And so a lot of German people are unemployed, and they're going to other countries. It's a little bit better in Austria. So a lot of German people, for hotel jobs, they're going to Austria because it's better, a little bit better there, and at least they have a job. And some people have been out of a job for a year or two because the foreign workers, they work for less money, and they are taking their jobs.
Well, now, are these mostly the people then from Eastern Europe rather than Muslims, or are the Muslims, of course, moving in to take the jobs as well?
That's what it is. The people from Turkey, the people from former Yugoslavia, from Hungary, from Romania, and they bring all their families along. The grandparents, the cousins, the uncles, the aunts, and of course they're older, they can not work, so they all get German welfare.
Well, isn't that nice? That's very generous to the German people, but how can they continue to fund all of this welfare? Now, how is the German economy? Is the German economy doing fairly well? In other words,
it's a little bit better than it was last year. When I was over there last year, there was no building going on, nothing. You didn't see any cranes, nothing anywhere, because simply it was said there is no money.
Right. Well, of course, the European Central Bank has actually poured, I think, $300 or $400 billion into the economy in the last month or two, trying to keep it from collapsing because of this, this collateralized debt obligation, subprime a bond issue problem that we have here in the United States. So certainly that money will probably stimulate the economy, but only temporarily. And of course, money cannot solve the problem. You can pour all the money in you want to, but all it does is add to inflation and then even steal more value from the holdings of the public. So is there any organized opposition to the European Union that you know of?
No. There is no conservative movement over there. There is no conservative publication. Nothing. Nothing. And anyone who would speak up, they would immediately be labeled as a neo-Nazi.
Well, is there any way you could get those people to listen to our programs? Do most of the people there speak English, or most of them are not English speaking?
Most of them speak English, because English has always been required language in the schools, and so you could make an inroad if they could hear a radio program or television. That is hopeless. The only thing they get over there is CNN.
Well, of course, they could get if they can get on the internet and RadioLiberty.com, they can listen 9 hours a day to our
right.
We have a constant stream, and then of course Joyce Riley, we actually have a 24-hour-a-day stream at RadioLiberty.com. We have a lot of listeners elsewhere in the world. If you know anybody over there that has internet, and I suspect many do, why don't you suggest? And we'll be back in just a moment here with Penny Werfman. If you have a question, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. We better learn what's going on over in Europe, because if we don't, the same thing's going to happen here soon. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
And Germany today, as the people are simply have lost half of the value of everything they had. And of course, this had to do when they converted the German mark and the Austrian currency. And I believe that's a shilling, isn't it, Ms. Wertmann?
It was the shilling. That's correct. Now it's the euro.
Now it's the euro. And when they converted their currency into euro, they lost half of the value of their savings. They lost half the value of their pension, and the people have been impoverished. Now, if that indeed is true, if Mrs. Wertmann is telling
Absolutely.
Us the truth, and I don't know for 1 minute question she is, because we've had Mrs. Wertmann on our programs before, and I can assure you she's reliable. If that is true, why aren't we hearing about it here? And the reason we aren't hearing about it here is because they don't want the American people to know what lies ahead. And one day, as we move together into this North American community or union or trade bloc or call it what you will, you're going to wake up and find that half of everything you've ever worked for has been stolen. Now, if you want to be able to verify for your own mind that there is a master plan that is being carried out, it is a plan conceived of by some of the wealthiest people in the world. You just go and get the Earth Charter. It's available on the Internet. It's written by Mikhail Gorbachev and a multi-billionaire named Marie Strong and a member of the richest family in America, which is not the Gates, the Buffett family. It's the Rockefeller family, Professor Stephen Rockefeller. They wrote the Earth Charter. Point 10A says, calls for the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. Equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. So, Sydney, this is what you're seeing over in Germany and Austria today. They are redistributing the wealth of the German and the Austrian people to the people from Bulgaria and Romania and Lithuania and Estonia and these poor people, and they certainly are poor people, and their living standards are going up, and of course the living standards of the German and Austrian people are going down rapidly. And the same thing is going to happen here in America as we raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. People say it couldn't happen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening in Germany and Austria now, and the fact you're not hearing about it reflects the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. Mrs. Workman, when you go, and I know you're doing a lot of speaking now, and you tell people about what's going on in Germany and Austria, what's their response?
People think, well, it will never happen here.
How are we going to convince them that it not only...
Because they haven't learned from history. Those who don't know history walk blindly into the future.
Amen to that. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. And, of course, there's nothing new under the sun. It's played out over and over and over again. Or as Daniel Webster once said, there is nothing so powerful as truth, and often nothing so strange. So, Sydney, your job and mine is to get this message out and let people understand that it not only can happen here, it is happening here. In fact, all you need to do is look and see how the price of everything is going up here, which means that the value of our currency and our savings and everything else is going down. And, of course, now we've turned the corner. Our houses are beginning to lose, and our homes are beginning to lose value. And, well, right now the stock market and other things seem to be doing fairly well. But in a matter of a very, very few years, I fear we're going to face the same problems that they're facing in Germany today. What about their health care over there? Do you know anything about that? Is that
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have doctors in my families. The health care system, of course, it's all paid by free.
Right.
And the people are taking advantage of that.
But they always do. That's why socialized medicine doesn't work, is because
right.
You take advantage of it.
Their hospitals are outdated. And the research is not certainly way behind the United States. And people are using the system for everything. I mean, the doctor's offices are full of waiting people in the waiting room, and if you need a specialist, you wait a long, long time that you can see a specialist.
Right.
And the health care is not absolutely not good.
Well, I will tell you, though, if you are a government employee, you'll get right in, because that's the way a government system works. We'll be right back with Kitty Werthman.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase. handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I'm Dr. Bill Diggle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Dr. Stan back here. This is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Mrs. Kitty Worthman, and of course she probably feels much more strongly about freedom than most Americans. Most Americans say, oh, we could never lose our freedom. We've always been free. Well, Mrs. Worthman was certainly raised in Germany under Adolf Hitler, and then lived for 3 years under the communists, and eventually was able to come to America and has led a wonderful life here. But she is very involved with the Eagle Forum and other groups trying to warn the American people about what happened to Germany and what happened to Italy and what happened, of course, to the people living in Russia is happening here in the United States today, because certainly Russia and Germany and Italy were all socialist countries where all power was centralized in government, and that is just the direction we are headed here in the United States. We have people, certainly, in our government today who do not believe in freedom and are using the threat of terrorism and the threat of the evil Osama bin Laden, who's hiding in a cave over there in Pakistan getting regular dialysis to keep himself alive. The threat from Osama bin Laden, we have to give up our freedom, because if we don't, Osama bin Laden is going to take it away from us. Well, I think that we need to get people to realize that freedom is not free, and if you're not working to preserve it, you're going to lose it. Before we go on, I certainly want to give our telephone number out. If you have a question for Mrs. Workman, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Do you have a website or number or any information you'd like to get out, so if people wanted to get in touch with you and what you're doing?
I don't have a website. but I have a brochure. If they write to me, send a self-addressed stamped envelope and $3, and I will send them my brochure, The Whole Life Under Nazism and Under Communism.
Right. And what is the address that they should
write? The address is 1604 Hilltop Drive.
1604
Four.
Hilltop Drive.
Drive. Pierre, and I spell it, P-I-E-R-R-E, South Dakota, 57501.
All right, give that that address one more time. And Pierre, what is it again?
1604 Hilltop Drive, Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E, South Dakota, 57501.
57501. And if you have any difficulty getting through, why, you can always call our 800 number and we'll get that for you. Anyway, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-259-5791. And it's so important that the American people understand that what is happening in Europe, this whole move towards the European Union, has been financed and directed from the United States since its inception. In fact, we carry a little pamphlet written by a man named Bukowski. Mr. Bukowski was a contemporary of Solzhenitsyn, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and Mr. Bukowski writes about the move to take Europe into a Soviet structure. He tells about, and it's actually, we carry it called EUSSR. EU for European Union, EUSSR. And basically, he talks about how the members of the Trilateral Commission back in the late 1980s went to Moscow and met with Gorbachev, and of course there was certainly David Rockefeller, and I think Henry Kissinger was there, and some of the other usual suspects from the Trilateral Commission, and they just told Gorbachev he was going to have to accept this new political body which was going to control Europe, and of course it would get along fine with the Russians, because it was all basically the same. It's all centralized planning, the loss of all individual freedom to a centralized authoritarian structure. And Gorbachev just loves that sort of thing. And that's why he works so closely with the capitalists and, of course, other members of the elite here in the United States. And why so many of them, of course, joined his State of the World Forum. So if any of you would like a list of the people who attended the first State of the World Forum meeting, people like George Shultz, James Baker III, George Herbert Walker Bush, and, of course, going right down to the who's who in the world, all subservient to that great American patriot. Mikhail Gorbachev, we have the list that they put out at the time in 1995 at the State of the World Forum held here in the United States. So understand that there are many, many people that you think that would be, you know, at odds, and they're not at odds. They're all working together to consolidate power to bring about this new world order and new world religion and the impoverishment of our people and, of course, the establishment of a ruling aristocracy. And this is really what it's all about, a ruling aristocracy to rule over us common folks. Well, Ms. Werthmann, you know, do you see any people here in the United States who are getting the message out about what's going on in Europe and are sounding the alarm as you are?
Some are, yes. I was recently in March on a speaking tour. I spoke in 9 cities throughout the United States, and I had many, many people in my audience. They are very concerned, very much aware of what's going on, and they are helping to inform other people. There is hope out there that we can send the message out, even though the media, has the media ever reported one word about the North American Union, the annexation of Mexico and Canada? nothing whatsoever. And even President Bush, when he was up in Canada just recently, and the Canadian don't like the same idea either. They were demonstrating. But then the news media said that President Bush said, it's just a conspiracy theory. There is nothing true about it. It's just a conspiracy theory that those people are thinking about.
That's the same one who told us it was going to be a cakewalk in Iraq and who promised the American people we'd capture Osama bin Laden dead or alive. And, I mean, you wonder if he really, we can believe everything that he says. Maybe he just doesn't understand what this is all about, and yet he seems to be one of the primary architects of this. And things are well along their way to establishing this North American union. Have you read the book of the late great USA?
Not yet. I'm getting it. I'm leaving tomorrow to go to the Eagle Forum convention, and it will be there that I can buy it.
Okay.
I do know Dr. Corsi. He was speaking last year at the Eagle Forum convention. He's a wonderful man.
Yes, he really is.
If it wasn't for him that he filed the Freedom of Information Act, and he exposed the deception of the North American Union, and so there's they cannot attack him really, because he's a very prominent personality, a Harvard graduate, and is highly regarded. So we have to be very grateful to him that he exposed the whole scheme.
Yes, this is an excellent book, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't gotten it, The Late Great USA, and we have a four-tape set called The North American Community, The Demise of National Sovereignty. We'll actually hear several of my interviews with Dr. Corsi, so we hope that many of you will take the time to get the four-tape set and then read the book, and then, of course, you have my permission to copy the tapes or CDs and get that information out. That's The North American Community, The Demise of National Sovereignty. Well, anyway, we need to get people to understand, you know, what is happening, and there really are people who do not believe in national sovereignty. They want a world government, and they have created war after war. Remember the First World War? That was the war to make the world safe for democracy, the war to end all wars. That was what they promised us, just like we're going to get to Osama bin Laden dead or alive. But, you know, the war to end all wars, that's why we sent our boys over to fight in France during the First World War, because this was going to make the world safe for democracy, just like our current battle in Iraq is going to make the world safe for democracy. And while we're watching what's going on over in Iraq and Afghanistan and now the threat of war with Iran, while we're losing our freedom here at home. And step by step, they're moving towards the destruction of our sovereignty here in the United States. They're building the NASCOM or the NAFTA highway. They are certainly destroying the industrial capacity of our nation. They're shipping our jobs overseas and bringing other workers in here who will work for a fraction of the cost of American workers. And what's going to happen to the people here in this country, Mr. Workman? You know, as this thing progresses and more people are thrown out of their jobs.
Well, the same thing will happen, what is happening in Germany, when you bring all these guest workers in, and thank God that immigration bill went down in our Congress. Otherwise, we would have been already seeing, you know, a guest worker program and all this. It was all designed, and I think that President Bush was very disappointed that the immigration bill did not pass.
Right. Well, of course, there may be an instance where we do need guest workers to help harvest the crops, but they come in under supervision, they work here, and then they go back home afterwards. And, of course, this was actually passed into law in 1986, and successive administrations, Republican and Democrat, have simply refused to pass the laws or to go ahead and enforce the laws which are voted by elected representatives, because they don't care about that. They don't want to solve the problem. They want the problem because of Chris Hatch is being used to justify amnesty. They don't want to solve the farm worker problem. They want the farm worker problem. But when you understand that, you can understand why they don't build a fence along the border, why they don't try to stop illegals coming across the border, why they actually do everything they can to encourage people to come from an impoverished country to America where they can live a better life and give them free health care and free education and food stamps and all the benefits that you would have if you're an American citizen, but you don't have the responsibilities of an American citizen, and most of them are certainly not paying their taxes. They're just sending their money to home, and it's simply a tremendous drain on the resources of our nation. Well, is the Eagle Forum got a program at all to address this issue, Mrs. Workman?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're going to have several speakers on that, and the North American Union will be very well discussed at the convention, and I really look forward, and that is where I get my information, what is really happening, by finding out, you know, like Dr. Corsi, and also I believe Patrick Buchanan, he also wrote a book about the North American Union and spelled out everything what they're intending to do. So a lot of information will be coming out from Eagle Forum, and I do hope that people will understand or really understand the whole issue, that it can happen here. And if nobody does anything against it, but the advantage what we have from what Europe doesn't have, that we have a very, very strong conservative movement, many Christians are very much involved and very well informed, and we have very good publications that we can rely on, and so in other words, for America there is hope to get the information out, and there are enough people who will understand. And I do hope next year that when it's an election year, that we elect a pro-family, pro-life president and get the U.S. Senate back.
Well, but, I mean, who would you suggest? You have any suggestions from the people out there in the electoral field, people who would really, of course, stand up against globalism?
I think it's Representative Duncan Hunter. He introduced the bill, also got the funding for the fence, but Homeland Security is sitting on it, is not doing anything. Representative Duncan Hunter is a very good man. He is pro-America, pro-life, and a good conservative.
All right, fine. Well, do you think that any Republican is going to be able to really win the election with the situation of the war? Most of the Republicans are favoring the war. Do you think that any Republican is going to be able to win an election, you know, if he supports the war?
Well, I don't know if he supports the war. I do not know that. But God help us if Senator Hillary Clinton becomes president.
Oh, I certainly agree there. I think that there are strong occult overtones to Hillary Clinton that are very sinister nature. Well, we've only got about a minute here before we have to let you go. Would you like to, just sum up the message you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
The message I'd like to leave with the listeners is contact your congressional delegation. Contact your congressmen and your senators and tell them there is a bill in to do away with the North American Union because it circumvented the Congress and it circumvents our Constitution. And tell your congressman and your senator to vote for that bill. We cannot have a North American Union. It will be the downfall of our country.
And, of course, it will mean that we will go the same way that the European Union has gone, or eventually with the loss of all freedom. Our guest has been Ms. Kitty Werthmann. Always a pleasure to have her with us. Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to having you on our other program later.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
And give my best to Phyllis Schlafly when you see her.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, this is the time I need to remind all of our listeners of Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We depend upon those of you who listen to our program to help us, and if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is certainly under attack today. Well, if you'd like to get more into this whole story of the North American Union, certainly we recommend the book The Late Great USA by Dr. Jerome Corsi. His other book, The Minuteman, both of them are excellent. And then, of course, the book Fighting Immigration Invasion, going into the immigration issue. But if you're only going to get one of them, get The Late Great USA. And then our four-tape set on the North American Community, the demise of national sovereignty. Now, that's either a 4-tape or 4-CD set, and let me recommend you get that and then copy it, and we have interviews there with Dr. Corsi. You need to help us get this information out far and wide. You need to get our 4-tape set on globalism, the secret threat. Our 4-tape set on the impending police state, which goes into the background of the Military Commission Act and the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act and so many of the things that are going on. And then we have a great 4-tape set on medical myths, what you need to know, because your health is certainly under attack today. So we hope that you'll certainly want to get the material on the North American Union and Dr. Jerome Corsi's book. And then, of course, we hope that you will, you know, make it a point to start explaining to people that behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. One of the best ways to introduce people to that is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or the DVD. And if you can't afford it, you can go to my website at RadioLiberty.com, and there's a section there of videos, and you can actually watch that DVD. And there's a lot of great, great DVDs that are available there that you can watch, and certainly we hope you want to buy them and help us get the information out. But if you can't afford, they're up there. We have them posted, because the main thing we're selling is the truth. Well, of course, then there's my talk on the forbidden knowledge, which will take you into the background of the ancient secret that has been passed down since the time of ancient Egypt and Syria and Babylon. And there really have been secret societies, and it really has to do with the mystery religions and the modern-day manifestation of the mystery religions, of the Masonic movement, the Skull and Bones, the Rosicrucians, the Theosophists, the Lucius Trust. They're all very real organizations. They all have websites, and you can get their information. They're not going to tell you that they're really Luciferian organizations, that there are people who worship Lucifer, that they think he is the real God. And I'll tell you, if you want to join these organizations, you're going to get great wealth and power, but of course at the cost of your eternal soul. And so if you have not yet seen, heard our 4-tape or CD set on The Secret, Behind the Secret, which of course is an expose of Rhonda Byrne's DVD and video, you really need to get that, and you need to watch it, and you need to get other people to watch it other people to listen to that 4-tape or 4-CD set and understand that there really are people out there who are in contact with the other dimension. But do not, and let me repeat, do not even consider trying to find out if it works, because it does work. I can tell you it works. But, of course, eternity is a long time. And if you do begin to take advantage of this system, you'll lose your eternal salvation. You'll lose your eternal soul. Then, of course, we hope that many of you will remember that we are having an all-day conference on the 28th of October right here in the Monterey Bay area. And, of course, if you can make it, well, we'd love to have you. Of course, it's going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning, go to 5:30 in the evening. We certainly hope that you'll bring your friends. We're serving lunch. You're going to have to call and have reservations. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guests. And, well, of course, today our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We're going to be talking about his latest article appeared on newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com, and it has to do with this idea that we have a capitalist system with competition, question mark. Question mark? I mean, are we a capitalist system? Well, of course, the capitalist system that we have today really is an elitist system by which a few people of great wealth, created artificially through a phony banking system, have been able to amass great wealth, not by competition, but by destroying competition. And that's what it's all about. And without further ado, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, you go right ahead.
Well, picking up on what you just said, and then I'm going to refer to the beginning of my article, which is really a note updating the previous one. In your latest newsletter, Dr. Stan, you're using some quotes by Woodrow Wilson saying we're really under the duress of a small group of dominant men. And, of course, Wilson was right. And we've used that quote of his about there's a power somewhere so complete, so pervasive, so interlocked, so watchful, you better not speak above your breath when you speak in condemnation of it. So that's been going on for a very long time. A lot of people think, you know, this is a free enterprise system. And it's sort of at the local level. You might have, you know, the little print shop opening up here and there and the family grocery and so on. But the dominance of the national economy is really, yeah, I mean, even before that, Woodrow Wilson's chief advisor, Colonel House, got a letter from FDR shortly after FDR was president. I think it was like November 21 of 1933, saying to House, the real truth of the matter is, as you and I know, that a financial element in our larger centers has owned, not influenced, owned our government ever since the days of Andrew Jackson. And one of the things he was referring to, of course, was the central bank, the second bank of the U.S. at the time, and then Lincoln ran into the same problem when he tried to get loans in New York for the prosecution of the Civil War, and they were going to charge him 30%+ interest. And he said, heck with that, I'm going to, you know, produce greenbacks. And then I've used in my books a letter about 5 or 6 months before he was assassinated. Lincoln wrote to a William Elkin saying, you know, the war is a problem, but it's nowhere near the problem that he fears for our country in the future with this this small group of dominant men in finances is going to just basically take over everything. So it's been around a long time.
You know, one of the interesting things is, you know, it is because of this monetary system being able to create money out of nothing simply by printing it that they were able to finance, or we were able to finance, the First World War. And not only ourselves, but the British and the French. And then we were able to finance the Second World War and, of course, lend money to everybody so that the war could keep going. And then, of course, but it was all financed with this phony money system. We simply borrowed money from the Vietnam War and borrowed money from the Korean War. And we're fighting our current war on borrowed money. So people, you know, don't have to pay for the war, and they think it's fine, but they really don't understand that, you know, that this is all really creating tremendous inflation and is being used then to destroy the value of their savings. And they look and they say, gee, I've got so much money at the bank. But they never stop and think, but it's buying so much less today than it did even 5 years ago.
That's right. And I'm going to get into the specifics of the article, but oftentimes what I do, based upon current news, because I try to keep these News with Views columns I do about current topics.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hi, I'm Bobby Light with today's Car Clinic Minute. Headline reads, Soccer Moms Convicted of Severe Driving. That goes for Meals on Wheels volunteers, too. Now, before you hang the judge, I'll tell you their sentence when we come back.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
The jury's not out on this one. Soccer moms are guilty of severe driving, which refers not to driving style, but to driving conditions, like numerous short trips and stop-and-go traffic. So who's the culprit? In a Pennzoil Quaker State poll, 66% of female drivers 18 to 34 years old admitted to severe driving after learning the criteria. So what's the penalty for severe driving? An accelerated maintenance schedule, which, if ignored, could put your car in the penalty box and you out of commission. I'm Bobby Likas, brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Go, Dr. Cuddy, go right ahead. Pick up the story.
The point about the 30,000 troops by next summer is no one seems to be asking President Bush why the troops. This is if you're a supporter. Let's say you're a supporter of the president and his policy. No one that I've heard of seems to want to ask the president why the troops would be brought home if the surge is successful. The whole idea behind the surge is we have this new policy, this new strategy, and what we'll do is we'll surge in a particular area, in this case the Anbar province. We'll provide security. This will give the army there or the police the time to be trained and, you know, get posted and know what they're doing and prepared and so on. And then that model of success will be used in the next province and the next province and so on. Well, how if this was a success, is that going to happen? If, first off, if you withdraw those 30,000 troops, there's every reason to believe that the Iraqis in Anbar province aren't going to be able to measure up completely without any U.S. help. But, I mean, assuming they can, then if you bring those troops home, then you're not going to have those 30,000 for the next province to give those policemen and military personnel time to get their act in order. So if this is some great new grand strategy for success, it appears if you're a supporter of the president, you would say, well, you know, why are we doing this? You know, if this is such a great success, why don't you move the 30,000 to the next province and do it there, and then the next one, and the next one? But they don't seem interested in posing that. And the point that I'm ultimately getting to is they keep saying, and this is all the pundits. Well, the problem is security. You know, we have to provide military security because then the army can be trained and people can feel at ease about traveling around in the street and opening up their shops and so on. And then there's another element that says, well, no, it's a political problem. You know, those various forces, the Kurds and the Shiites and the Sunnis, don't really want to share oil revenue, and so that's the problem. And what I've been saying for many, many years, it's almost 4 years now, is no, at the heart of it is basically a religious problem. And you don't really understand what's going on unless you look at the differences between those two elements. And I'll try and be brief about this. What you have is that the Kurds are sort of doing their thing in the north, and they're managing their affairs. They still, you know, consider themselves Iraqis, although they do want a Kurdistan, a separate independent country, if they could get it. The Turks don't like that idea, but, you know. So the basic battle here is between the Shiite majority and the Sunni minority. Now, Maliki, the head of the government, he is a Shiite, and he's really beholden to these religious leaders, primarily, in this case, Muqtada al-Sadr. And Muqtada al-Sadr has this militia, and he calls them the Mahdi Army, and there's a reason he calls them the Mahdi Army. These people, for hundreds of years, have been fighting over who should have the throne, meaning in a religious sense, who should be the great religious leader. It goes all the way back to Muhammad. Muhammad had a nephew named Ali, and the Shiites believed that he should have the throne. And opposite that is Abu Bakr, B-A-K-R, who was a companion, a friend of Muhammad, and his followers are Sunnis and say, no, he should have the throne. And they both consider themselves the real followers and successors to Muhammad. And so in a religious sense, they've been fighting over this. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, what happens is periodically they have these prophets. And so one of the Shiite prophets has said that prophecy is that before the Mahdi army, can return, you will ultimately have to have a Shiite control of all of this area.
I think for our listeners, they should understand the Mahdi is to the Muslim as the Messiah is to the
right.
Jew, or to the, as Christ would be to the Christian. In other words, this will be their savior. The Mahdi is about to return. This is what the Shia Muslims believe. Please pick the story up there.
Okay, and they believe that before he returns, you have to have this this control by the Shiites of or the Shia Shiites of all of this area. And therefore, what's happening is Muqtada al-Sadr. Now, you know, some of this is a power trip; they just want power too. But they always cloak it in religious terms. You know, we have to do this. It's Muhammad, you know, Allah's will, and so on. So what he has actually a policy of ethnically cleansing the Sunnis. I mean, you know, that's what they're about, because those people, you know, as far as they're concerned, are bad people. They're traitors. And so the Sunnis, reacting to that, of course, don't want to be ethnically cleansed, right? And Saddam was a Sunni, and he was oppressing the Shiites for many years. And so there's a little bit of revenge in this thing, too. And so at the heart of this thing is a religious disagreement, a violent one. And, you know, like I said, when you set out and say somebody's going to be ethnically cleansed, you know, this is a war. Basically, this is a sectarian war. And these people have been fighting for many, many years over this. Okay, now, what you have to have is some sort of solution, which there probably isn't. And you say, well, golly, you know, aren't we between a rock and a hard place? And my reaction to that is, well, yes, we are, but it's not accidental. That's what you need to remember. When things don't seem to make sense, you know, why would we get into this thing? What you do is say, well, how would this fit into the power elite's control over things? And what you've got to appreciate is the power leaders, I call them, are really very, very clever, very cunning, and they don't just sit around, you know, meeting on Tuesday and say, you know, what are we going to do with Iraq next week or something? These things are set in motion years in advance. And here's what they do, and this is really extremely important for people to understand. What they do, and I've mentioned an example, I'll reiterate it one time. I said they create situations, and they know what's going to result from it, and they use the reaction to the situation to get their way. The example I've used in the past is in the 70s, they prop up the Saudi royal family to say, you know, we'll give you lots of money, and you stabilize the price of OPEC oil. If Venezuela, somebody gets out of hand, raises it, you know, you pump more to maintain the price. And in return for that, we give you tons of money, and we'll protect you militarily, and then you reinvest your money in our banks and, you know, so forth and so on, property, whatever. And so it's a nice little arrangement. But at the same time, the power elite knows that eventually there's going to be a reaction to that. Very much like in Central America when the U.S. was sort of propping up right-wing dictators, you know, who had their death squads, and here come the communists in to the average, you know, peasant saying, well, who is it propping up this evil person who's torturing you in these prisons? And they look around and say, ah, you know, the U.S. is doing that, and so forth and so on. And so this gives the communists a sort of rallying cry, you know, revolution, you know, and they infiltrate and start their guerrilla warfare and so on, typical and so on. Well, the same thing happens here. They know that there'll be a reaction. And to the power elite, it doesn't matter whether the reaction is eventually 19, you know, people flying planes into buildings or 23 people derailing trains or whatever. Once they create the situation, they know there'll be a reaction to it, then they use the reaction to get us to be willing to say, oh my goodness, you know, for peace and safety, I'll accept Homeland Security and you know, the legislation which infringes upon our freedoms. And so it's a long-range plan, and the important thing about it is it's inescapable. See, that's their cunningness. It's inescapable. It's like when their ultimate plan is a world socialist government, and they're going to get to it by linking regional economic arrangements. And to do that, they have a NAFTA, and then they have a GATT, and a World Trade Organization. I disagree with a fair number of things that Newt Gingrich has said and done over the years. But one thing he said that was accurate was when they were starting to vote on NAFTA and GATT, he said, look, I think we should be honest with the American people that once you get into this, you're not getting out. And he was right. Once you create this global economy where multinational corporations decide to move and invest in Bangladesh and wherever, and the money is tied up in there, and your 401ks are tied up in their stock, then to try to reverse that, to unravel it, really causes global depression, at least recession, stock market collapse, and so forth. Now, the power elite knows what they're doing. They get you into these systems that it is not possible from which to escape. And so what's that got to do with Iraq? Well, this particular policy was set in motion a long time ago. We've talked about PNAC. We talked about the James Baker Institute and the CFR. And once you get President Bush to place a certain number of ships to threaten Saddam, then he's in a position of saying, now he's a willing puppet of them, of theirs, but here's how it works. You get the troops in place, you get the ships in place to try and pressure Saddam to go along with UN resolutions. Of course, he doesn't. He has an ego. And then Bush is in a situation of saying, I either have to attack, invade, or I pull back. And he doesn't want to pull back because he would look like a coward, so he's forced into this attack. All right, and then when you keep the troop levels low, 300,000 now down to about 170,000, you guarantee a situation in which, again, you're between a rock and a hard place, not by accident, because what they do is they have a situation where we're there. We cannot increase troops. There's a, you know, a hue and outcry, no, you know, no more troops, let's get out. So it's not possible to increase troops as they might have originally with 600,000+ like his father had done just to shoo Saddam out of Kuwait. And at the same time, what you've done is you've locked in the Democrats as well. They can't drastically reduce the number of troops according to this scheme, because if they do, then there really will be a bloodbath. Maliki, beholden to Muqtada al-Sadr, who wants to ethnically cleanse the Sunnis, would take full advantage of that. That's why Maliki isn't bending to our suggestions. He essentially is saying, what are you going to do about it? You said we're a democratic government. You can't force me to do anything. And if you do leave, I'll just get my buddy Shia over here in Iran to come in, and we'll really beat up on the Sunnis. You think there's a bloodbath now, wait until you guys leave. And so what they've done is deliberately created this level of chaos, this level of tension. Why? Because that allows the permanent military presence of the U.S. in this region.
And I really think that's really what our listeners must understand. This has always been the plan.
Right.
To keep American troops permanently stationed in the Middle East. But we can't tell the American people about that. They might begin to realize, of course, we have a global empire. We have a ruling elite. And they have a different worldview, a different plan. And you can read the plan at the Project for the New American Century website, newamericancentury.org. The pamphlet there, Rebuilding America's Defenses, I believe page 14, it's all there. Long-range planning, but of course, we must never tell the American people.
Ted Anders from Biden. September 19, 2007, gold $725.10. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $747.76, $368.75 for half, $184.38 for quarter. That's $747.76, $368.75, and $184.38. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1173. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1173. That's 1-800-955-1173.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy was just commenting about what most people do not understand. And that is that the people of great wealth, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, the Mellons, the DuPonts, and all of these have been, on one side, supposedly horrified by communism and opposing it, but, of course, on the other hand, working behind the scenes, they've very quietly been financing communism and certainly in socialism here in the United States and throughout the world. And of course, if you want to verify this, it's covered in the book Foundations, the Power and Influence, which has been actively suppressed since it was published in 1958. By I even talked to the publisher. He told me they'd get this book into the libraries. They'd come and steal it off the library shelves. But basically what people do not understand is that people of great wealth want socialism and communism because it centralizes the power in Washington, D.C., and destroys the system of checks and balances that once allowed our people to be free. And once the government then is able to regulate everything, why, the people of great wealth are simply able to buy and sell the politicians and the president. Well, you know, it takes $300 or $400 million to run for the presidency. Did you ever stop think about who's putting that up? Since we're limited to only giving $1,000 at a time, that's all we can give. How can they raise hundreds of millions of dollars? Well, very simply, they have different rules for the people of great wealth. And of course, when they buy a president, why, he better stay water, or he's going to take a trip to Dallas. That's the way the game is really played. Or maybe he'll be shot, as Ronald Reagan was, by the son of a very close friend of the vice president at that time, a man named George Walker Bush. So, I mean, what are the chances that Ronald Reagan would be shot by the son of a very good friend of the Bush family? I mean, the chances may be one in a trillion, but that's what happened. And fortunately, it was a poor shot. Ronald Reagan survived, but he got the message. Go ahead.
Okay. These individuals, and I've explained this before, the power elite use a Delphi technique. They don't care a flip, actually. We'll go back a couple of hundred years about communism. The thought that these people with social Darwinism really care about this poor guy out of the street, you know, shoveling stuff out of a gutter as part of his menial job. They really don't care. They're a bunch of elitists. They believe in eugenics. But communism created primarily by the League of the Just, and, you know, we can go back to the Parisian Outlaws League and that whole history, Illuminati and so on. But anyway, the League of the Just wasn't because they loved the poor. They loved the worker. They don't like the worker. It's a utilitarian concept. And the workers, you know, way beneath them, they're the peasants, the serfs, and so forth. But communism was a creation that they could play off of. And to say, oh my, look at that villain. It's like the quote from the early 60s by Lincoln Bloomfield, if the communist dynamic were greatly abated, the West would lose whatever incentive it has for world government, which is the ultimate goal, and it's a socialist world government, and that's why you had to create communism, so you say, okay, look at that enemy way over there, and we're capitalists way over here, and look at all those communists, you know, 1.3 billion Chinese and Russians and so forth, and the only way we can make this one happy family globally is to compromise, and we'll meet in the middle, and it'll be socialism, which is the goal all along. So anyway, they use that sort of Delphi technique with their ultimate goal, world socialist government, so that through their control, the CEOs of major corporations and banks can limit competition by controlling politicians in Washington at the state level, and then those politicians will pass laws, and the bureaucrats that they put into office will enact rules and regulations favorable to those corporations, you know, bailouts if they make bad loans or whatever it is. And so they had to get a mechanism in place for this as the Federal Reserve. And I've mentioned before that you had this meeting of these people with their secret names in Jekyll Island. But the concept goes way back before that. I put in my books how there was a Skull and Bones member, Colonel Elisha Garrison, back in the 1800s, a Skull and Bones member who came up with this concept. He didn't call it Federal Reserve, but he came up with this basic concept. And he knew Wilson and all of these people. And so there's really more to this than meets the eye. And so they had this idea all along. And so you had the panic, you know, the financial panic of 1907 and so on. So the people are supposed to react, right? You create a situation that people say, oh, my gosh, you know, save us, save us. And so ultimately, through a ruse, they got their Federal Reserve in 1913.
And this is a central bank that they've had. Its purpose was to, create stability in our monetary system. Well, what they've done is they've destroyed 96% of the value of our currency at that time. I mean, the dollar at that time is worth about 4 cents today. And of course, they're doing it right now. We'll talk more about that in just a moment or two when we get back here at Radio Liberty.
copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report. I introduce remarkable wellness solutions every day and would like to introduce you to a few more. Mountain Red Deer Velvet stimulates your stem cells to heal the daily aging and stress and damage of everyday life. If you get Mountain Red Deer Velvet, you can rejuvenate your physical function, your mental function, and help your tissues heal and your organs regenerate. Allicin, a natural antimicrobial taken every day, can stop the stealth pathogens that cause vascular problems, that cause illness, infections, elsewhere through your body, and give your immune system a rest. And when you combine it with Better Than Greens with Allicin, it detoxifies, alkalinizes, and provides whole body protection from pathogens and illness. Order today online securely at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call us and place an order 9 to 5 Mountain, 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Take care and listen to the Nutramedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
We're going to be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, Dr. Dennis Cuddy and Sydney. If you would like to read his publications, you'll find them at newsreviews.com. But Dr. Cuddy was just saying that from the time of the inception of the Federal Reserve up until 1971, did you say that they had doubled the money supply at that time?
Only once.
But what happened after 1971?
Well, between 1971, that's 1913 and 71, you know, that's, you know, 58 years. In 58 years, they only doubled the money supply one time. However, between 1971 and today, just that short length of time, they've doubled the money supply at least 12 times. Now, remember, that's exponential. You know, 2 and 2 is 4, and then 4 and 4 is 8, you know, doubling the money supply. Well, what that obviously does, but your average person is, I hate to use the word, but stupid about this stuff, is it creates tremendous inflation. So your dollar isn't worth as much. And so it struck me as, you know, as almost humorous, if it wasn't tragic, that people today are really cheering because the Fed just pumped money into circulation to prop up the stock market, which had taken a dive, you know, due to those unwise loans in the mortgage industry. The Fed has saved us. What they seem oblivious to is that that action by the Fed makes each dollar, and this is each time they double it as well, each dollar already in circulation worth less in buying power. That means inflation. That means people today are actually saying, hooray, because they're going to have to be paying more for goods and services.
And I think it's so important is for people to know the most carefully kept secret in America, and that is that inflation has nothing to do with rising prices. In other words, inflation doesn't produce rising prices. It is the increase in the money supply that, of course, creates inflation. And simply, wet streets don't cause rain. It's rain that causes wet streets. And it is not rising prices that creates inflation. It is the increase in the money supply that creates the inflation and is reflected in the higher prices. And right today, the inflation rate is probably close to 11%. And if you believe the government figures, why, you go right ahead if you want to, but the truth of the matter is, they're lying to you. Go to a grocery store and look at the price of eggs and of milk and of chicken and of beef and of oranges, and then tell me that we've got a 2% inflation like they insist. Go to the gasoline pump and remember what the price was 3 or 4 years ago for gasoline and what it is today. And now with oil over $82 a barrel, it's only a matter of time before it's going to be $100 to $150 a barrel, or maybe $200 a barrel. And if you're going to continue believing that your dollar's worth as much as it ever was, you go right ahead. But the truth of the matter is, they are stealing from you, they are stealing from your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. And the way to destroy a great nation is through debt. And that's exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah, that's a 100-year-old slogan. Get them in debt, and then you can do what you want with them, control them. And that's why it was important for them to control the economic system. Not one particular thing. They control the system, so once you're in it, it's extremely difficult, if not impossible, to get out of it. And now the current problem was the hedge funds and former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan didn't really want them regulated. He's got this new book out, and he was on one of these morning talk shows, the Today Show or something.
Oh, he did the 60 Minute on Sunday. Oh, fabulous interview with Leslie Stahl. And Leslie Stahl called him in a bell-faced lie. And old Alan Greenspan, they call him St. Alan or the Maestro, and he always is so cool and calm and collected. And when Leslie Stahl, who did a magnificent job, asked him a couple of pointed questions, he began to stammer, and I felt a little sorry for this man who has destroyed our economy, who has destroyed the value of our currency, and he knew exactly what he was doing. In fact, when he was asked, you know, if he would put the $8 million he received, $8 million he got to write this book. You know, the Pope only got $8 million with 1.2 billion followers in the world, but Alan Greenspan was well rewarded for his treachery. He got $8 billion, too, but they asked him where he'd put his money. And he said, well, of course, I would diversify. In other words, he wasn't going to put in American dollars. Why? Because he knows what he's done to the dollar, what he's done to the savings of the American people, and he's not going to risk his dollar, his money, his $8 million being destroyed by the inflation that he created.
Right. And in this particular morning interview, I think Matt Lauer was talking to him about, you know, why did you this, that, and the other, and about regulating hedge funds and so on. And he sort of golly shucks his way out of it and said, well, you know, we couldn't. We tried. But what you got to understand, Matt, is it's part of a global system. People would have put their money elsewhere if we started to fool around with that. So our hands were tied, Matt. And in a way, you know, I don't trust him in, like you said, what he's done. But in a way, when he's talking about this global system, he was correct to a certain extent. And that's the problem with once you get into these international economic arrangements. And that's the problem with an SPP. Once you get your economy linked in or locked into Mexico, as the Bush administration says, we're going to be economically integrated. Once you do that, there are consequences. If Mexico, you know, their corruption or whatever causes their economy to go into the tank, that pulls you down too. So to a certain extent, he at least acknowledged, you know, this was part of a global economic decision, and that he alone, you know, and the Fed alone wasn't making this decision. It involved, you know, other banks around the world and the BIS and so forth. So anyway, they have us in the system, and the attitude of government, as I put in this article, and corporations basically seems to be, Well, what are you going to do about it? You know, you're in the system. Where are you going? You know, you can't go anywhere that we aren't controlling. You go into Australia, well, we control it there, too. So there are a number of places in which government control limits the competition. Government, for example, controls our schools. Most schools are government schools. They call them public, but it's government schools. And those have deliberately dumbed down our youth. And government leaders, whoever they are, superintendents of education, resist any calls on the part of parents for competition, you know, school choice, that would give parents more educational options. And they say, no, you know, that'll hurt the public schools, which are serving the public, and so forth and so on. Even your drinking water, you get your drinking water from a government source, and they keep very quiet about the fact that 90% of these water supplies that we have use hydrofluorosilicic acid, which if you look at, and we talked about this, Professor Roger Masters' paper from Dartmouth has shown that silica fluorides increase uptake and absorption of lead from the environment, but no, we don't want to tell the people about that. We just want to keep pumping it in to 90% of the public water supply, and, you know, what are you going to do about it, is their attitude. They've allowed the introduction of many new medications and food additives, and as far as I know, without testing for their long-term effects. I mean, if something doesn't croak within a year, they say, okay, fine with us, put it on the market. So you don't know what the long-term effects of some new medication are or some food additive, and then you have to re-examine it, whatever it is, and then they for sure don't even look at the interaction. They say, well, if we do introduce this drug, or this food additive, and it's okay by itself, well, what if it's combined with X, Y, Z? You know, they don't do that. And so there you are, you're just, you know, trusting that your food is safe and these medications are safe, when often, well, I don't know about often, but too often, they aren't really safe, especially with the interactions with other things. And so this, as I put in my article, leads me to believe the government just doesn't care. They're basically controlled by these power elite. Same is true for corporations. They're the same way. I recently was calling a major corporation about a particular product, and it wasn't negative. You know, I was just going to ask them what substitute they had or other availability and so on. But the system is in place, so you get the usual runaround. You know, you say, well, who do I call? Well, what's their extension? Well, are they in? And so forth. And so like government bureaucrats often say, well, he's not at his desk, that sort of thing. What corporate bureaucrats do often, government too, is they'll transfer you, well, I'll give you to so-and-so, and you get them, and they get this, you get this voicemail. And then...
The Defense Ministry, however, did tell the official IRNA news agency today that if we keep various options open to resolve this final threat, we will make use of them if we can.
You will never know.
I say coincidence.
All right.
Okay, I'm just sticking with that. I'm just sticking with that. But it did happen. But what is not coincidence was my short term, and it's pretty darn long, actually, in the Israeli Air Force. Now, this is kind of important, more personally than not, but I was a soldier in the Israeli Air Force for 13 years. including reserves. A year and a half regular, and then 11 and a half years reserves. Now, in the summer of 1980, it started with Adam. Oh my goodness, Adam Reicht. His name was R-E-I-C-H. I like to say these names because it gives some credibility that I'm telling the truth, and I am, by the way, but it helps. Adam Reich was his name. He's looking in the sky with our binoculars. We were trained in sky watching. We had courses every single week in what we should be looking for in the sky because we shot missiles. I was a missile shooter in the Israeli Army. And he's looking through the binoculars and he says, I can't figure out what's in the sky. And I look at his binoculars and I say to him, well, what is in the sky? And we don't know. We have no idea what it is. But without going into grand detail, within 2 weeks, our entire unit, which is six batteries of missile shooters, were at each other's throat. What are these things in the sky? Now, let me describe what these things were. Imagine low-flying satellites, but you've got three, you've got five flying V's. But they're not vehicles a human being can withstand because they stop and turn 90 degrees. Well, we can't stop going thousands of miles an hour to turn 90 degrees. This is what we were watching. We were watching these formations stopping and turning and doing things that were just not possible. And finally, now I took the point of view that they were UFOs. And by the way, during the summer of 1980, I was given, I believe it was 3 weeks, relief to go to Canada and visit my family, and then returned. There were
Canada too.
There were things in the sky in the community. But nevertheless, they were all over the place, and we were supposed to know what they were. We were supposed to know what they were.
What
so finally, things were so bad.
This is okay.
You do not want to start a rumor.
There's a closed industry.
You are in trouble if you mention this to anybody.
What happened was
and then our officers stand up and said to us, stand to attention, stand to attention, and the guy goes away. The Israeli army knows this is taking place. They told us to shut our mouths.
So whether it's the music industry,
yeah, unfortunately, this is why many of the people within our own military who know what this is about, I never mentioned this, of course, Barry has seen this program that was put out.
America has changed. It's not like it used to be years ago. That's what said, the race around the story, no building, better mouse, stuff, all that.
That
this regard, for the worst.
Well, I don't mind what I'm saying.
Remember, you saw this one recently with the governor of Arizona.
Larry King.
The governor of Arizona was there talking about the Phoenix Lights. He said, I saw them. There was an astronaut out there who said, I saw them.
I'm sick of man in the moon. After Neil Armstrong. Come on, help me.
This is a real phenomenon. The question is, what is it? What does it have to do with a world of events? Well, that's for another time of yesterday with Barry Shamish. But I think you'll be fascinated if you get his DVD. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section at Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Dan, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Barry Shamish as we talk about the supernatural events that took plays in it. He had seen these things in the sky in 1980, in the Air Force. And then these events began occurring about 1987 and continued into the mid-1990s.
Losing our
there in Israel, and very soon we have them here in the United States.
Which is good.
We have them in Phoenix not too long ago. And recently there was a program on the Larry King show, which they saw, and a replay of very saw the original one.
Larry King is interviewing the governor of the Surveillance Company, the state of Arizona.
He had seen the alarm from the astronaut, and the government said, we're not governing anybody, there's nothing there. Somebody had to get up, they would have come forward. You couldn't keep it a secret.
Many people said these UFOs, many people have come forward and tried to tell the truth.
There's always somebody like you who's
a monitor.
All of your telephone calls.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to let the
super natural
ESCHALON,
another dimension that is.
We have a great book.
The book is called
Big Brother
Encounters.
What's Alien Encounters?
Available to Radio Liberty, which takes you to my position that I believe. And then, of course, we always have our talk on
the Brotherhood of Darkness,
and you can't understand all of the secrets of. We have a talk called the Forbidden Secret. Everybody should get along with the syllabus that comes with it.
And as we begin to
begin behind the scenes,
America's beginning,
into the secret that has passed down for 5,000 years.
The secret of
since the time of Nimrod. When they tried to build the temple of Babel to unite the world and create a new world order. And have one world of its.
The idea that
one world leader who is to be Nimrod, but God intervened at that time 5,000 years ago. And yet this dream, Nimrod's dream, is being fulfilled today in the formation of the European Union.
Money for our military.
What is there that the symbol white is supposed to
put together?
The incomplete Tower of Babel.
People in Italy
tried to build today, and in Strasbourg there was a building of the European Union
that is a replica
of the foundation in this Tower of Babel.
We are building the Alien Encounters, the Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and the series.
Please go to our website.
Riddles in Stone, and then, of course, DVD, put on by the man who produces the DVDs.
We have it here.
And then, of course, get our videos and listen to them.
It will act as that connection to them.
And it all puts together.
It's an age-old plan. If you want to read the plan, written by men of the one,
and anyone
says it, this man who worships Satan, it's called the Secret Test of America.
We have to get it in our special satanic books. We have Peterson, Wayne Peterson, Lost Keys of Freemasonry, Secret Teachings of All Ages, and Secrets of America, and can be all available, along with the other items that I call
1-800-542-9272. Unless you understand,
there is opportunity
another dimension.
Of course, we ask you to pray for
revival.
We ask you to pray for revival.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, we have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU Band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you.